Darren, good morning.
G'day, Darren. How are you today?
Oh, yeah, very well, thanks. The Raiders women, you must be near on up the top of the table, I reckon.
Yes, we certainly are. We've had a few washouts this season, but I think we've won eight of the games played, and we've had four washouts as well across the 12 roster games in the T20 competition.
Yep, and wins, good wins too recently to the Raiders over North Hobart and Newtown. Emma Mannix-Jeeves has been amongst the run. She's doing very well.
She is. Em had a very delayed start to the season after some injury concerns. Yeah, so she got back playing with us a couple of weeks ago and certainly hit the ground running and continued on a very strong form in the Premier League from last season. And look, I think so far she's probably scored four half centuries in those four games, and all bar one of them, she's been not out at the end of the inning. So yeah, she's certainly going well, and we're seeing some new tricks to some of the shots she's been playing, which has certainly increased her array of scoring areas. So yeah, you know, very very pleasing to see him back playing again.
Yeah, handy to have someone to do your glove work behind the stumps and who can whack them like she does as well.
Yeah, no, it certainly is. And hopefully, WNCL games coming up shortly, she'll get an opportunity with Tassie and, hopefully we can do real well at the first class level.
Yeah. Let's talk about other batters in your squad. Who have you been impressed with so far?
Last weekend, we've seen Amy Duggan been keen to give her an opportunity up the top of the order, and last weekend was really pleasing to see her. I think she scored 37 in game one and 60-odd in game two, and had some tremendous partnerships with them, and that was a real highlight of the weekend last weekend for us to see Amy really come through there. And I think the second game they put on 142 runs when the wicket fell on the last ball of the inning. So, terrific partnership there.
The thing about T20, particularly with batters, handy batters, good batters, ready to go, but because of the nature of T20, sometimes they don't get a bat.
No, and that's something we've sort of... It's a good problem for us. I think, we haven't lost a lot of wickets this year in our batting innings, which has probably resulted in anyone below four, I think our batters at five and six didn't even get a hit on the weekend. So it's a good problem to have because it actually means that our top order's doing the job. We're forming really strong partnerships, and that's a real key to setting up wins for us. So luckily our players do get to play club cricket, so they're still getting to have a bat. But obviously some of our batters are missing out at the moment because of our top order doing really well. But as I said, good problem to have.
Mm. How are your bowlers going? They're sharing the wickets around?
They certainly are. Our bowling group have been fantastic. Look, even over the last couple of weekends, I think we've took 36 wickets in the four games. They're really sort of hunting in a pack, and Soph Parkin and Hannah Magor, our opening bowlers, have been terrific, and they've been really setting the tone early and getting the opposition under scoreboard pressure early, and yeah, they've been really leading the way for us. And then Charlotte Layton, left-arm orthodox spinner, is a real weapon for us. She's been taking wickets consistently as well, along with Alice McLaughlin's been bowling well. Meg Radford's doing her bit as well. Yeah, real team effort with the ball. They certainly stick to the plans that we come up with, and they keep continuing to deliver for us, which is really important. And as I said, important to have good bowling partnerships along with good batting partnerships, and it's not rocket science, but it's certainly a key to winning games of cricket.
For sure. So now the WBBL's over, you get some players back from Hurricane squad or what?
Yeah, so the grand final is this Sunday for the T20 comp at Blunston Arena. So for our side, we'll definitely get our captain Sash Maloney back. But unfortunately, and we may potentially get Belinda Vakawira back as well.
Right.
Just waiting on to hear back there, just depending on some injury concerns. But we won't have Corinne Hall, as she's injured a calf at the back end of the WBBL. and Ruth Johnson, who played for us early in the season, who had a standout first WBBL. Unfortunately, she was hoping to come back to play in the game, but she has commitments up in Queensland with... she's obviously Queensland Fire player, and they've got club cricket this weekend, which is forming part of their selection for their first game. So, yeah, we won't have her either.
Right. So what time is that grand final, T20?
10:30 on Sunday, mate.
Well, what happens now after the T20? You have a couple of weeks off, is that right, or is it straight into 50 overs?
No, we don't. We go straight into... the following Sunday, we'll start our 50-over competition. So we'll play Newtown at UTAS Stadium, I think, on the 12th of December, and that'll be the start of the 50-over comp. And then, but that'll be our last game before the Christmas break.
Right. Okay, mate. Well, good luck in the final. It's great to catch up and see that the girls are doing obviously very well, and you've put a good squad there together. And having those WBBL players certainly helps out the younger girls in your squad. You know, just to be able to see how they go about their business.
Oh, no doubt. Our players have learned heaps when we have that caliber of player in our side. But you know, the strength of our side really is. Our young players just keep developing and they're really growing all the time and you know, that's what we're really pleasing to see. So that growth is improving all the time and our players are really enjoying playing and hopefully, you know, we've got more WBBL players amongst that group and future state players, and that's what it's all about.
Indeed. Thanks for having a yarn, Darren.
No worries. Thanks, Darren. Anytime.
All right. Good luck this weekend.
Cheers, mate.